myself.
Lord,
oh, I thank you.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
I praise you. Oh, I
hallelujah.
Worship you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Woo!
Thank
you,
Lord.
You, Lord. We thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, oh God.
Thank you, thank
bless
you.
Bless your
thank
name,
you,
oh God.
Thank you, thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah, worthy
thank
is your name,
you,
oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We magnify you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. You're worthy, 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 we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. All right, people of God. As I said, this is Sister LaShonda. We just come to give him praise. We come to give him glory. We may not have our first prayer lead this morning. Sister Shirley, if you don't mind, if you will start us off,
hallelujah.
I'll figure it out as we go.
Hallelujah.
But
hallelujah.
If you don't mind, if you'll start us off this morning,
hallelujah.
I'm going to hand it over to you.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. We just come to magnify you, Lord God. We just come to lift up your holy name, Lord God. You said where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst of them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence right now, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for a new day, Lord God. Father God, we thank you as the year comes to a close, Lord God. We can see the manifestation of your promises, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, that you are a God that answers your people, Lord God. Father God, we just say thank you on today, Lord God. Thank you for the gathering of the saints on today, Lord God. Father God, we just say thank you for this prayer line, Lord God. Thank you for your word, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, oh God, to honor you. Father God, to recognize you, to reverence you, Lord God, to tell somebody about your goodness, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. We can't keep it to ourselves, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, for the overflow, Lord God. Bless your holy name. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm reading John 16:24, and the scripture is, until now ye ask nothing in my name, and ye shall receive that joy may be full. I'm going to read that again. Until now you ask nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive that joy may be full. Sometimes we might just assume the position that God already knows, you know, the matter. But God is saying to us in his word to ask. Even though he knows, he's asking, he's instructing us to ask, and it shall be given. And so that the fullness of joy can be received. So, Father, we just come right now, Lord God, just asking on behalf of people, Lord God, that may be in a situation that they need you to show yourself big on today, Father God. Some are bereaved, Lord God, during the holiday season, and some may be falling into a state of depression, Lord God. Father God, we lift up those that are bereaved right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we rebuke that spirit of heaviness, Lord God. If they would just dare praise you, Lord God, just to put on the garment of praise, Lord God. Father God, that praise will shift the atmosphere for them, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those that have lost their children, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just give them a sense of understanding, Lord God. Now, Father God, we pray that the Comforter of the Holy Spirit will comfort them, Lord God, in this season and in this time, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those that have lost spouses, Lord God, that are lonely, Lord God. But fill their hearts, Lord God. Let them just Think on the good times, Lord God. And Father God, let them have an expected hope. Father God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those that are jobless, Lord God. Father God, show yourself as Jehovah Jireh, their provider, Lord God. Make a way out of no way, Lord God. Father God, let them understand that having lack is just an opportunity for you to show that you're still sovereign, that you're in control, Lord God, that you are the source of our supply, Lord God. Father God, we pray that they have hope, that their hope is restored on today, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those that may be sick in their bodies, Lord God. Father God, we just claim healing right now because your word already says by your stripes we are healed, Father God. So we just pray that they will get whatever remedy that they need through the medicine, Lord God, maybe through rest, Lord God, through holistic approaches, Lord God. We pray for their emotional being, their physical being. Father God, we just pray for the families during this season, Lord God, as the families come together, Lord God. Father God, we pray that there will be reconciliation even before the gathering occurs. Father God, we pray for peace and unity, Lord God. Father God, this is the season of love, and it's all about you. Father God, let us not concentrate on the gifts, Lord God. But Father God, you are the gift. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, Lord God, that was sent to the earth for us, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. We don't take it for granted. It's not us, it's you drawing us. And we say thank you, Lord God. Father God, I pray for Pastor Lenore, Lord God. Father God, healing in her body. Give her rest, Lord God. Father God, just give her even a new vision, Lord God, even during this time of rest, Lord God. Restore her body, Lord God. Let her know that all is well, Lord God. We thank you for Sister LaShonda and those that are in place as she delegates, Lord God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing with the body of Christ assembly, Lord God. We thank you for new doors that you are opening, Lord God. We ask that you just bless the people all over the land, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, so that your word is fulfilled in this season and in this time, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the new thing that you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Erica, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the new thing that you're doing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the new thing, Lord God, the shifting that you're doing, Lord God. We thank you that delay doesn't mean denied, Lord God. It just means that you just decided to move a different way, Lord God. Encourage your people on today to hold on to God. Hallelujah, because the promises will come to pass, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that every need is met. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is not slack, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on today, Lord God, because you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. You alone are worthy to be praised, Lord God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Excuse me. I'm going to turn it over to Minister LaShonda. Lord God, I just want to just encourage the people on today to just stay connected to this prayer line. God is moving. It may be in the at the very last minute, but God is a God that keeps his word. And God said it, it is so. So stand on his word. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that great prayer. Thank you for that praise. Thank you for that worship that God is due. I thank you for it. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you, people of God, for joining us this morning. Listen, don't get caught up in, oh, it ain't going how it normally goes, somebody ain't here. Listen, don't get caught up in that. Do you have a praise? Do you have a prayer? Do you have a sacrifice? You didn't just get up this morning. You just didn't happen on the line. You came here for a reason. Get what it is that you need. Put your petition before the Lord. Ask the Lord to answer. Ask the Lord to move. As Sister Shirley said, even if it's delayed, it doesn't mean that it's denied. A lot of times we think it's supposed to go this way, and we think that God is supposed to answer in a certain way. But God's thoughts are above our thoughts. We don't understand all the things that God is doing. But if we just happen to move by faith, all everything that we do, if we're moving by faith, God will be right there to answer. I believe that God will be right there to turn the situation around. I believe that God will be right there to open the correct doors. I believe that God is right there to place you in front of the right people. I believe that God is right there to give you the correct promotion. Because as my mother always tells me, if you're at your brook, you won't starve. If you're at your brook, you won't starve. We start looking at other people and seeing how they do and seeing what things are working for them. And I'm telling you that God is saying that I have no respect of a person. If I've done it for one, I can do it for you. But you don't have to look on nobody else and be jealous of it. Just ask God for what you need. Even Sister Shirley said this morning, a lot of times we'll get caught up and we'll say, well, God, you already know what I need. Your word says that you knew what I needed before I ever needed it. But you still got to ask. You still got to knock. You still got to seek him. Woo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for another day. I thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. I thank you, Lord, for being right here in the midst of your people. We are so thankful. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For the ones that do have to leave, listen, I know it's a little different this morning. Y'all work with me. I know some have to leave. But before you leave, consider sowing a gift. Consider giving. Consider putting a seed in the ground. Whew, God is so good. God is so good. Every seed produces a harvest. Every seed produces a harvest. And if you are so inclined to give, you can give at our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can go to our website, EKC Ministries, and you can give your gift there. Hey, while you're there, go ahead and upload your 1 minute or less testimony. I say it all the time. Your favorite song, your favorite scripture. Let somebody know what God has done for you, how he has made a way for you, how he brought you to salvation, how he changed your life. That's our time. That's the ability that we have. And somebody might say, my testimony is entirely too long for 1 minute. I just was watching the other day on Facebook because we're on social media list. Let's not act like we're not. But these people have 75 parts. I'm thinking to myself, who sat down and listened to somebody talk 75 different times? But is not God worthy? If your testimony is too long for 1 minute, tell them that this is part one. This is part two. This is part three. However long it takes you to give out your full testimony, I believe that someone needs to hear what God has done for you. Okay? As you're there, you can also leave your prayer request. We want to pray for you. We want to touch and agree with you. We want to believe God with you. All right? You can do that. If you are not connected, saying you're not getting our text messages, emails, you can text the word maximize to 55444, and that way you can stay properly connected. Let me see what's going on. All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and take the next spot. Y'all give me 1 second. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for be in the midst of your people this morning. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you because there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Lord, that we woke up with a praise in our heart, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are the God that hears and answers. We thank you, God. We thank you that you have made a way out of no way, O God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, that your word does not fail us. That your word does not fail us, O God. Lord, that we can lean and depend on your word. Lord, that we can speak to mountains that's in the way. be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Lord, that we know that the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by you, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have called us for a purpose, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you are anointing your people for this time, O God. Someone needs to be renewed. Somebody needs to be revived, O God. And I'm praying now, Lord Jesus, that you will bring the revival in their lives, O God. Lord, you will bring that renewing, fresh wind will blow on their situation. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, as they begin to look, oh God, at their situation, they will stop telling people about the problem, but they will start telling people about the problem solver, oh God, and that is you. I pray now, Lord Jesus, that someone is finding their strength even now, Lord Jesus. Somebody is being encouraged even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that doors are beginning to open, oh God. Lord, that we can claim it, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the power of life and death is in our tongue, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the ability to create this world with our words, oh God. So, Lord, let us watch over what we say, oh God. Lord, let us watch over what we say over our children, over our grandchildren, over the situation, oh God. Lord, over our health, oh God. Lord, over our minds, oh God. Lord, sometimes when we get tired, oh God, Lord, we forget to be careful with our words, oh God. But Lord, let us reel it in, oh God. Lord, let us begin to speak life into situations, oh God. Lord, very situations that look dead, oh God. Lord, but we know that you are the God that can even raise the dead. Oh, what might look dead, oh God, we know that you are the God that can raise the dead, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you're moving in your people's situation, oh God. Lord, somebody just came on here happy, oh God. They wanted to give you praise. I thank you. I thank you for that situation, oh God. Lord, because we don't always want to run to you when we have problems, oh God. But Lord, we want to run to you because you're our Father, oh God. Lord, we want to run to you because you are worthy, oh God. Lord, we want to run to you because we want to sit at your feet, oh God, and worship and cry out to you, oh God, and give you glory, oh God, because you are due it, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you, oh God. There is none like you, O God. Lord, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, O God. Lord, we praise you. Lord, there is none like you in all the earth, O God. Lord, there is none like you in all the earth, O God. Lord, you are the only God that hears and answers. Lord, you are the only God that we can give you back your word, and you have to answer it. You have to watch over it to perform it, oh God. Lord, we thank you that your word said that it can't return to your void, but it has to accomplish that what it set out to do, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that some words that they have gotten years and years and years ago, oh God, Lord, let them know you're still watching over it, oh God. Because it's not in their time, oh God, but it is in your time. You make all things beautiful in your time, God. In your time, God. Oh God, in your time, God, you'll turn it. In your time, God, you'll give them the victory. In your time, God, healing will take place. In your time, God, Lord, financial breakthrough will happen. In your time, God. Sometimes we're not ready for the blessing, oh God. Lord, let us start preparing, oh God. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, true and holy, tried and true. Lord, prepare us, oh God. Lord, prepare us for the blessing. Lord, prepare us even now, Lord Jesus, that you will begin to pour on us. Pour on us, Lord Jesus, like never before. Pour on us like never before, oh God. Lord, that we will still say, here am I, send me. Here am I, God, send me. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes to your move. I'll say yes to your way. I'll say yes to you every single day. I'll say yes. Let that be our heart, oh God. Let us move like never before, oh God. Move to do your will, Lord Jesus, that we're not just here to get stuff, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the house. We thank you for the covering of our clothes, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the car, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for everything that you have blessed us with, for our children, oh God, to sit around our table, oh God. But Lord, let us understand that it's not just stuff. That it's not just stuff, but you have us here for a purpose. You have us here for a reason, oh God. Lord, let your people be strengthened even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, let them be strengthened even now, Lord Jesus, that they're at the water. They're at the water, lapping it up with their hands, oh God. Let the truth, 300, stand up. Oh, you don't need a lot. The word says little becomes much when we put it in the master's hand. Lord, let us believe your word, that your word won't fail. Lord, that your word won't fail, that you will do just what you said you would do. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Lord, for every door, oh God, we thank you for it. For every mountain, oh God, we thank you for it, oh God, because it is strengthening our faith. That every trial that we go through, oh God, is strengthening our faith. Because as you bring it out, as you bring us out of it, oh God, we see on the other side what you did, how you moved, how we, the only way I made it, oh God, somebody cries out, the only way that I made it is because of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. There is none like you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God, in all of the earth. There is none like you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. For truly you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we take this time, oh God, to lift our hands, oh God, to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Lord, we run to you. No other help we know. Lord, somebody is sick in their body, oh God. I pray now, Lord Jesus, that healing will take place right where they are, oh God. Lord, their testimonies will come forth, how you turned the situation around. Where they said it was cancer, now they can't find anything. Lord, where they say that you only had a couple of months, and Lord, you have given them 15 years. As Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, oh God. Lord, the prophet came back and said, you have 15 years. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that type of anointing will be falling on your people, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, that you have provided a ram in the bush, oh God. Lord, that you have given us provision, oh God. Lord, where we thought we weren't going to make it, oh God, you have provided a ram in the bush. Lord, somebody is on the verge of eviction, oh God, but you are giving them an idea, oh God. Lord, you're opening up doors, oh God. That men, as they have been faithful, Lord Jesus, that you will be faithful. We thank you for it, oh God. We thank you for it, oh God. We thank you for it, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God, in all of the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. There's none like you, God. There's none like you, God. There's none like you, oh God. There's none like you, oh God. Hey, we started off the prayer service. We started off the prayer service with praise. And some of y'all wasn't on. That's fine. Some of y'all have already gone. That's fine. I know some of y'all are at work. I get it. But if you just worship him with me just for a few minutes, just for a few moments, I'm going to unmute the line. If y'all are just worship the God that we serve, I'm going to unmute the line at this time. Lord, you're worthy.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. All right, people of God, listen. For anybody that's on here that's actually prayer leads, hosts, all of that, for a moment of time, I'm going to be texting the reminders. All right, so you'll see my number. If it's a number that you just don't know, it's me. It's still me. We're going to help Pastor Lenore out, take some things off of her plate in this season. And so it's me. If you would respond to me, I just need a thumbs up or okay, something that I know that you received it, and we can move on. Hey, and if you can't make it, text me. Text me. Don't text Pastor Lenore. Let's let her rest. Right, text me because you got my number because I just reminded you. So text me and we will do what we need to do to make sure that we have people in place. Okay. Oh, all right. I'm telling y'all, I woke up with a praise in my heart. I gotta calm down though. All right, let me say this. Let me go back. Let me stay on point. All right. Y'all want to hear the Believer's Declaration? Sure you do. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Now, I feel like that's the one I love. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Whatever that purpose looks like for you, do that. Do that. Hey, it might just be as simple as, I'm going to be a prayer lead. Well, you're like, well, I don't want to pray every Monday. Okay, can you give me a Monday? Can you give us a Monday? We would love to hear you. We would love to hear you. I tell y'all all the time, somebody is going to believe me. One of these times, Pastor Lenore is going to say, they left a message said, put LaShonda on there with me because I got 6 minutes. I got a strong seven. But, hey, if that is you, if you're saying, you know what, I do want to pray. I want to start. I want to at least give it a try. Call the church. That's at 216-475-6327. Tell them, hey, put me on. I just need one day. I'm going to try it out. Maybe you don't have your full time. Tell them to put me on there with you. Hey, I've heard now a lot of hosts. I believe all of us have that heart. Put me on there for 5, 10, like, I got you. 5, 6 minutes. I can do that. I'll be your prayer partner. All right? At this time, we're going to turn it over to Sister Gail. If you're ready, we're going to put it in your hands.
Amen. I am ready. Right. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Gail, and our next prayer topic is going to be on being teachable. Amen. Amen. But first, I just want to thank, again, the prayer leads who are going forth this morning and every morning. Amen. I just thank God for the prayer leads, for their faithfulness. Come online and pray, and their diligence just to pour their hearts out. So we just pray God's continual blessing on them as they pour out their hearts. Yes, thank you, Lord. They're pouring out their hearts on behalf of your people, God. So we just thank you. Thank you for the prayer leads, Lord. We know that the kingdom of God is growing each and every day. So we know that every day we are praying for a new group of people. Amen. And just a special thanks to Minister LaShonda and how she pours out her heart, and She keeps this prayer service just flowing in such an orderly and spirit-filled fashion. So we just thank God for her gift and her willingness. Amen, amen. But we give God all the praise, amen, all the glory and all the honor. Bless his holy name. So teachable, being teachable, what is the principle? Well, the principal character of being teachable is humility. Teachable people quickly respond to truth, and they admit when they're wrong. Even though we may know some things, we don't have it all figured out, and we should graciously accept the correction and input of others. Amen. That's according to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8. Praise God. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you for another day that you have blessed us with. We appreciate you, God, for all that you've done for us, all that you've done for our families. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God today. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. And we believe that as much as we are praying and pouring out our heart and petitioning you, Lord, we know that you are doing exceeding abundantly above what we have been asking of you. And we pray that your name will be glorified among your people and that many will be blessed by the answered prayers. Amen. 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 And Lord, we pray that that with these answered prayers, Lord, that they will that your people, God, will be faithful to put their testimonies on the GPS, on the website, on EKC Ministries, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just going to keep on asking and keep on knocking and keep on seeking until we see that part of this ministry grow. And God, we do pray for Pastor Lenora and for all of those that are on the prayer list, for those who are sick and shut in, those who are hurting, God, physically, mentally, spiritually, God. We just pray that you will pour out your healing balm this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for your presence, Lord, just a visitation from the Holy Spirit upon your people, God, who are hurting, God, who are just waiting. They're just waiting for you, God, to move in their lives. And we thank you. You are faithful, God. We thank you, Lord, to bless the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just pray for family members and others within our circles, Lord, that we want to seek you because of the love of God that they see in us. So we thank you, Lord, for testimonies that are being released. Even now, God, thank you. Testimonies are being released because we've been reaching the heart of God with our prayers. And we know that you are a prayer-answering God. You deserve all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah, each and every day, each and every hour of every day. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. Hallelujah. We just bless your name, God. Praise God. So just looking at, again, the word teachable. One of the traits is, the main trait we talked about is humility. A teachable person is open to learning and doesn't act like they know it all. So, Lord, we just, even though some of your people may be very talented, may be highly educated, or even hold a respectable title, we ask you, Lord, to help us to demonstrate that as Christians, we are teachable by maintaining that spirit of humility. As in 1 Peter 5, be humble and submit to one another, for God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. So we want to be a humble people, Lord God, and we know that that is a work of the Spirit in our hearts and in our lives, God, and we just yield, we yield to you, Holy Spirit, to work to cultivate that in us, Lord God. We need your help, Lord. So we are praying and we are asking, Lord, that you would give us a desire to just immerse ourselves in the Word of God. And we know that as we study the scriptures, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will convict us when we're not walking according to your will. We ask you, Lord, to put a desire in our hearts to seek you in prayer every day, confessing our struggles and our sins, Lord. We want to be open and laid bare before you, God. And, Lord, by approaching you in complete surrender of our flaws and failures, we know that we'll be much more likely to walk in humility when we're around others. Amen. And, God, we accept that all good and perfect gifts come from you. Amen. Therefore, all glory is due your name. God, just when we remember that, that helps us to be humble. All the glory goes back to you. All of the glory. Amen. Praise God. We ask you, Lord, to give us a hunger for wisdom. Amen. By seeking knowledge and learning opportunities every day, as we do with the Daily Bread Ministry, that prayer Bible study ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to open our eyes and our ears. We want to be receptive to new information and feedback. We want to be teachable. And we need you to show us, Lord, when we're not open to the working of the Holy Spirit, because we want to grow. Help us, Lord, to just get past our will so that your will can be done in our lives. And Lord, we want to be listeners. Amen. We want to listen more than we speak. We want to listen to you when you speak to us directly through your word, and when you're giving us godly counsel from others. And Lord, our hearts, we ask you to keep us. Keep our hearts humble so that we'll follow through with our actions when we hear a word from you, that we won't be hearers only, God, but we'll be doers of the word of God. And Lord, during the times in our lives when we're in need of some serious correction, we ask you to help us to be quick to decide that we choose to be wise and not foolish. We'll listen to godly counsel and be wise. Let us become listeners. Help us to deepen our relationships with other people as we show that we value them and we're willing to learn from them. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us in this area. Excuse me. Work in us, Lord. Work in us to be honest in areas that we struggle with. Help us, Lord, to intentionally memorize the Word of God. We all have different levels of scripture in memory, but Lord, we ask you to, on a level of intentionality, to go further each and every day on a regular basis, to just learn more scripture, God. Help us, Lord. And sometimes we interrupt other people when they are talking. Teach us, Lord, to listen actively. It's a discipline. Help us in this area, Lord, and help us to ask questions, to get an understanding before we respond to other people when they're speaking. Help us to be teachable, Lord. Help us to have a positive outlook. We just want to maintain a positive attitude. Help us, Lord, to seek out others who can help us grow. And again, Father, we ask you to help us to be doers and not just hearers of the word of God. We want to take action based on what we've learned. We pray a special prayer for this group of prayer warriors and those who participate in the Daily Bread Bible study. Help us, Lord. Help us to be teachable. And as we sense that you're making changes in our lives, help us to be willing to change. Lord, we want to be teachable people who don't allow ourselves to become content with staying in the same place, just becoming stale in our relationship with you and with others, Lord. We want a fresh anointing to be upon our lives each and every day. And when we're confronted with truth from the word of God or the godly counsel of other people, again, we're asking you to help us to be mindful to take action and make the necessary changes. Because, God, sometimes we are learning, but we're not changing. Help us, Lord, to be people of action. And God, some of us need more discipline to stay in your word. I need the Holy Spirit's conviction when I'm not consistently reading and studying your word. Again, Lord, we just ask for your help. We ask you, Lord, to search us and know us and to cleanse us and to help us change, Lord God. Lord, we got to stay accountable. We have to stay accountable. That is one of the things that we learn in this ministry on a regular basis, is staying accountable. Help us to trust in the leadership of this ministry, Lord, and not just Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenore, but all of those leaders in this ministry, Lord God. Today, Minister LaShonda is our leader, God, and we just want to follow her lead today, God. Hallelujah. And we want to allow the leadership, give them the privilege to ask us some questions, sometimes tough questions. We need your grace, Lord, to walk in this level of maturity. We need grace, more grace. As a friend of mine used to say, great grace, that's what we need, Father, and we want to be teachable. So we're just open. We're open to you today, God, to just fill us with this grace, God, to walk in humility, God. Hallelujah. And even though we know not everybody is teachable, we ask you, Lord, to work this in us, even to another level than where we are right now. Help us, Lord, to make a lifestyle of learning to be taught so that we can be all that you would have us to be. And help us, Lord, to take these principles, become more teachable by spending more time in your word and memorizing scripture and praying daily, all day, praying without ceasing, Lord. Repenting, God, before you, being accountable. All of these things help us, Lord, to be more teachable. And we ask you to help us, Lord God. Help us to read, Lord, to just discipline ourselves to read not only the Bible, but other material, God. We know that on the website, EKC Ministries, there's all kind of teaching material, Lord God. Help us to take advantage of all of the things that are that you have provided for us, Lord God. Help us to set goals and work towards those goals, Lord. And all of these things, Lord, help us to have that teachable spirit. In Proverbs 14, in the Amplified Version, says, a scoffer seeks wisdom in vain, for his very attitude blinds and deafens him to it. But knowledge is easy to him who, being teachable, understands. Amen. So we know that we see from the word of God that a teachable person, it's easy for them to get understanding. Amen. And that's what we want, God. That is what we want. We don't want to be wise in our own eyes, but we want to be ready and willing to always learn from others. So we ask for your help this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to be teachable in our churches, in our schools, in our workplace, just in all of society, all around us, Lord. We just want to be teachable. We want to be humble. We want to be ready, God. We want to learn good things that are consistent with the teaching of the Bible. And we want to learn about the world around us, Lord, so that we can grow in our outreach to others and, Lord, so we can be interesting people. So we just ask you, Lord. We ask for your help this morning, God. And as I close, Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us to have the right attitude towards learning. And we declare by faith that we will not be wise in our own eyes, but we will take advantage of every opportunity to learn. We declare that we will be lifelong learners. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And now I will turn it back over to Minister LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Gail. Always a great job. And I know we don't do it to get the, hey, you did a good job or that, but you're blessing me. You're blessing. Your prayer blessed me. Just thank you. Thank you for being teachable. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. People of God, we're almost finished. I do have the last portion of it, I feel like I've given you all of the information. I did wake up with a praise, just a praise in my spirit. I've been up. And I want y'all to lean in. I say it a lot of times when before we start the prayer service, I always say, you know, lean in, allow God to use you. Allow God to use you, all right? But let me just do this. Lord, use me, Lord.
Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
To give y'all that peace, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hey, I'm going to do the first person's prayer. And the word was, I will sing praises to the Lord. And I found me a scripture. It comes out of Psalms 148. And it reads as this: Hallelujah. Praise God from heaven. Praise him from the mountaintops. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his warriors. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, you morning stars. Praise him, high heaven. Praise him, heavenly rain clouds. Praise, oh, let them praise the name of God. That was out of the Message version, just so you'll know. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, you are so worthy. You are so worthy to be praised. Lord, that we sing a song to you, O God. Lord, that you are inhabiting the praises of your people, O God. Lord, that you hear them, O God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, O God. We come with a praise in our hearts this morning, O God. Lord, how you have preserved us, how you have moved on our behalf, how you have made ways, oh God. Lord, where you have been right there, oh God. The song says you are so worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, oh God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your people. I thank you for your people that consistently get on the line, oh God. Monday through Friday, they're here. They're calling out. Lord, they're sacrificing their time. Some give you 5. Some give 10. Lord, some stay the whole hour, but you don't look at it like that, Lord Jesus. Lord, you see that they have given you what they have. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you're blowing on what they have, oh God. Lord, that you're expanding their territories even now, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for the ones that have went before me, oh God. Lord, that they use their voice, Lord Jesus. Lord, to encourage. Lord, to allow somebody to know that you are right there, oh God. Lord, to even say to us, be teachable, oh God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that there is a praise on the inside that we can't keep to ourselves, oh God. Lord, that we have to tell somebody about your goodness. We have to tell somebody about your long suffering. We have to tell somebody about your mercy. We have to tell somebody about your peace. We have to tell somebody how when I was down and out, oh God, Lord, that you were right there, oh God. Lord, that you were an ever-present help, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you this morning, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the men and women that you have set before us, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for our bishop, oh God. Lord, that you have given him a word for this time, oh God. And Lord, when people say it's not looking like everybody else, oh God, Lord, that you have made us uniquely different, oh God. Lord, but that the ones that are connected, the ones that are supposed to support, the ones that are giving angels, the ones that are supposed to be connected correctly, oh God, Lord, that you would set the right people, oh God. Lord, that they will understand that their connection affects their direction, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this man of God, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you pour in the oil in the mind, Lord. Lord, let us have an ear to hear, oh God. Lord, and then as we hear and we get clarity, oh God, let us be the people that pick up the vision and run with it, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, that our faith sometimes is as small as a mustard seed, but your word says that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that we can speak to the mountains that's in the way. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we will not look down on our small beginnings, oh God, but Lord, that we will begin to call into fruition. Lord, we will begin to speak into this situation, Lord Jesus. Lord, that it will be a national prayer line, that people will run, oh God, to get on at 8 o'clock. Lord, no matter where they are, oh God, that they will be right here on the line because they need to hear from you, oh God. Lord, that they need to call out to you, oh God. Lord, that they need to be in a corporate setting, oh God, that praises go up, oh God, and your blessings come down, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says where 2 or 3 are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are right here, oh God. Lord, you are right here, oh God. Lord, that I thank you, Lord Jesus, that your anointing, oh God, that your presence is sitting on the line, oh God. Lord, someone is at work, oh God. Lord, they are saying, I can feel the presence of the Lord. I can feel his presence even now. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're filling up people's homes, oh God. Lord, that you are not just a God in the building, but Lord, you are a God in our hearts, oh God. Lord, that we can lift your name up. Lord, that we can praise you, oh God. That we can praise you in advance, oh God. Why are we praising you in advance? Because we believe that you are going to answer your word. Lord, we believe that you are going to come through on time. Lord, we believe that you have never failed. Lord, we believe that you have never lost a battle. Lord, we believe in you so we can praise you before it comes to pass. We can praise you before we see it with our natural eyes, but we can feel it in the spirit. We can call it out of the spirit realm and cause it to manifest itself right here in the natural. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you. There is none like you, O God, in all the earth. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would hear every prayer. Every prayer that's going up before you, oh God, I thank you for hearing the prayer. Lord, I thank you for answering the prayer. As we touch and agree on this line that it is done, we seal every prayer under your blood. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, 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 amen. All right, people of God, we made it. We made it. It is Friday. It is Friday. I don't know. I don't put numbers on there, but I believe that God has moved on the line. Hey, and if you are so inclined, sow your gift. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord minister to you what the number is. That's how he does for me. Let the Lord minister to you what the number is. And if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can go to our website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. I believe that God will, he will touch your seed. Put something on the seed. Name the seed. So that way when it comes back, you'll see it. Put a name on the seed. You want an apple tree? Don't do oranges. Put a name on the seed so that you'll see it come back. All right? Y'all know we got daily bread. It's in a minute. It's over on YouTube. I want to see you there. If you can't get it live, look at God. If you can't get it live, you can always go back and get it. It's there 24 hours a day. You can always get the word. All right? I'm going to let you go, but you know, I'm going to let y'all say goodbye to one another as I unmute the line.